We're going to talk with Dan Schlossberg. He's our travel guide, and he wants to take us to a very interesting museum out in Las Vegas. We're going to get to that in a moment. And, of course, you know Dan. He's not only our travel guide once a week, but also a terrific author. The new Baseball Bible is out there. And if you're a baseball fan, you may get pulled over by the local constabulary if you don't have it. It should be a law. You should have it. It's a great Baseball Bible, and it's the new one, and it's available at Amazon.com. Alongside When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, he's just revised it to include last year's World Championship, which he's still reveling in, and you can find that at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore, and you can find Danny right here once a week. Good morning, Daniel. How you be?
I'm doing great, Bob. Great to talk to you.
And great to talk with you as well. And we've got an interesting subject to talk about today. It's the National Atomic Testing Museum in Las Vegas. There is officially a museum for everything, Dan.
Oh, there certainly is, and Las Vegas would be the place for it because they've got everything you can possibly think of.
Oh, man, oh, man. So, tell me a little bit about this. What's the scoop on this?
Well, it covers the Nevada test site, the Cold War, nuclear and radiological science and technology. And it used to be years ago, in the early 50s, people walking in downtown Las Vegas could see the mushroom clouds from the Nevada test site.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine walking down the street in a city and seeing a mushroom cloud?
Oh, and of course, back then they didn't. They probably thought, well, this can't be good for us. But then they had no idea just how bad it would be to be, within that range. Tell everybody what they'd find, because man, it looks like it's filled with all kinds of data that people can check out.
Yeah, the museum is great. It has a lot of photographs, videos, artifacts, scientific and nuclear reports and data, plus one-of-a-kind scientist collections, everything to do with nuclear history, if there is such a thing. And they also have an international collection of civil defense items. You know, I remember back in school when they used to say we'd have to hide under the desk
yes.
in the event of nuclear war.
Yeah.
I don't think that would quite cut it.
Well, I don't know what kind of desk you had, but mine wasn't very... Mine, I don't think, was nuclear tested, I don't think.
No. Yeah. And they have 16,000 official and unofficial photos and 6,000 documents. And it tells the story from the Pacific Proving Ground to the Nevada test site. Now, the Pacific Proving Ground, I love this name, Bikini Atoll.
Yes. We've heard that for decades now. 6,000 documents. Man, somebody went to the trouble to find all this. We can make a few jabs at the fact that there's a museum for this, but they're taking it seriously out there, and there's a lot of data in there to check out.
There definitely is. And there's a very important upcoming anniversary, too, Bob. April 26th, 1968, the U.S. conducted the underground test codenamed Boxcar at the Nevada test site. That explosion was worth 1.3 megatons.
Wow. Man, oh, man. If you're wondering about admission for this, well, it's not a free museum, but it sounds like it'd be about the range that you'd find in the average museum, 18 to 20 bucks. That's not too bad, I guess.
That's not too bad. Go win 20 bucks on the slot machines and then go over to the museum and take a break.
That's right. So who owns and operates this?
The Nevada Test Site Historical Foundation, which is a nonprofit chartered in Nevada. And by the way, it's one of 37 museums designated an affiliate partner of the Smithsonian. So there's a lot of credibility there.
Yeah, I was just about to say that's creditable right there. If the Smithsonian's going to accept you, then they're doing something right out there. It was designated a private national museum back in December of 2012, and now that we're talking about it, it really does sound fascinating.
Yes, and it's also charged by Congress to preserve the history of and educate the public about the nation's nuclear program. And it covers nuclear history and current affairs related to nuclear industry. And unfortunately, there's a lot of that in the news. Iran trying to get enriched plutonium,
yep.
North Korea firing off ballistic missiles, and of course, Vladimir Putin and whatever he's going to do.
Now, there are a slew of macabre museums, if I may use that word, out in Vegas. It's also the home of a museum you and I have talked about once or twice, the Mob Museum. So I guess if you're going to have these kinds of museums, Vegas is the perfect place, right?
And it's a good thing, Bob, that the Mob Museum and the Atomic Energy Museum never combined, because what could the Mob have done with an atomic bomb?
Man, oh man, I don't even want to think about it. How do we find out a little bit more? Look, I see you have a telephone number here and a website, right?
Yes. Phone number is 702-409-7366, and the website is NATM, it stands for National Atomic Testing Museum, NATM_NVNevada.org. So it's NATM_NV.org.
All right. Now, have you been to this? Have you seen it?
I haven't been there because the last time I was in Las Vegas, I was there for a travel convention, and I was way too busy with the events in the convention. I'm certainly aware of it, and it's always on my radar. The next time I'm in Vegas with any spare time, I want to see this.
Oh,
I do love American history, and this is certainly a part of it.
It's a part of it, folks, and, you know, there's so much to see. I mean, I was thinking to myself, well, really, how much do they have? Well, they've got all these photographs, videos you can check out, and all the artifacts that are in there. It must be a fascinating place to go check out. And again, it's the National Atomic Testing Museum out in Las Vegas.
And we're back to Thursdays next week, our usual spot.
Perfect. I can't wait. Hey, listen, Danny, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for bringing this to the fore. And we'll thank you as we do every week. And stay safe. Let's talk next Thursday, huh?
Thanks so much, Bob. Talk to you then.
You got it, buddy. Take care. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks. Travel Thursdays on a Friday here at WLIS and WMRD AM and FM.